Ladies and gentlemen, welcome into episode 80 of Kicking It with Danny and Donnie. Today is just me. This is me, Donnie Sherrill. And all I can say is that I've never been this happy as a sports fan in my entire life, because the Milwaukee Bucks are NBA champions for the first time in 50 years. I have been a fan for 8 years. I'm only 21. Cut me some slack. And it was because of the NBA Finals MVP, Giannis Antetokounmpo. And the reason why I am such a big Giannis fan is because I was lucky enough to meet Giannis and his mom, Veronica, back in 2013. Let me go back, and I've told this story so many times, so right now, repeating this story is just a walk in the park for me. It's so easy. Back in 2013, I was just a 13-year-old, pros of being born in 2000, easy to know my birthday, and I was a basketball fanatic like I am to this day. My love for basketball has never wavered. I've always been a hoops guy. You can see it in my tweets, in my conversations, and my blog that I just made, and my podcast now with Danny. I'm a hoops guy, and knowing that I was able to meet now an NBA Finals champion, an NBA Finals MVP, is unbelievable. But let me tell the story. So back in 2013, like I said, I've told this so many times, so it's so easy now. I was in Greece with my mom, but before that, I had a summer league game back in June of 2013, and I remember getting home that night after my game, all sweaty, running to the couch to see who was drafted. And for those of you that are NBA fans, you know that it was a subpar NBA draft. It wasn't exactly, you know, a star-studded draft in terms of names at the top. It was the infamous Anthony Bennett draft to Cleveland. Otto Porter, guys like that at the top. And Giannis was drafted 13th overall by the Bucks, right outside the lottery. And, you know, everyone was saying at the time, oh, it's a project. The guy's so skinny, he can barely move. He can barely get up and down the court. But I remember seeing him go across the ticker. Giannis Antetokounmpo, forward, Greece. And I thought, oh my gosh, this guy's Greek. So I look him up and I see his stats. I see his build, his stature. He does look like just this beanpole. But I looked at my mom and I said, Mom, I'm going to follow Giannis now. It's a Greek guy in the NBA. We had Kostas Koufos. We had Vasilis Spanoulis who came. Didn't really do much in the NBA. I'm trying to think of other Greek guys right now off the top of my head. Dimitris Yamandidis, who Kobe Bryant even said he wanted to play with. So many Greek guys that paved the way. Baby Shaq, I can't pronounce his name. I'll have to go back. But there were so many Greek guys that have played, you know, basketball. The Greek team beat Team USA back in 04 in the Euros. So, you know, they had some prominence. You wouldn't even say prominence. You had some guys. And Giannis at the time wasn't even expected to be really anything. Then, fast forward to July when I was in Greece, like I mentioned, with my mom. And we were walking around the streets of Athens. And, again, random day, summer in Athens, we're walking around. We go past what they call a cafenio, which is like a cafe. People sit, drink, have coffee. It's in the word, easy. And we see a bunch of people. And the Greeks, they're big of saying, oh, bravo, rea. Like, wow, this is beautiful. And they're all standing up yelling, ella, bravo, clapping. We're all like, what's going on? I turn with my mom, and it's Yanni, who's at that time 6'9". Yes, he's grown since 2013. And his 6'4 mother, Veronica, around there, probably around 6'2", between 6'2 and 6'4". I tap my mom on the shoulder. I said, Mom, that's Giannis. And she goes, that's not Giannis. That's right, Mom. She did say that. And I said, Mom, no, that's him. And she looks at me, freezes. We lock our eyes on each other. She then turns in a 40-yard dash right to Giannis, yelling, Signomi, which is, excuse me in Greek, Signomi, Yanni, running up to him. And my mom, God bless her, 5'2", 5'3", you know, looking up at a 6'9 guy, 18 years old, with his Eurobank shirt on, the sponsor for the Greek national team. And she's saying, Yanni, you know, she's speaking to him in Greek, you know, introducing me, talking to his mother, saying, you know, you must be so proud. We're so proud as Greeks, whatever, whatever. Yanni shakes my hand, and I was starstruck. And I looked, and of course, we said, can we get a picture? Sure. Nicest mom and son we had ever met. Took a picture with him, and we go back to the village to tell my yaya and papu, which is Greek for grandmother, grandfather, how starstruck I was and how amazed I was. There was a story on him in the local paper, so yaya and papu knew who he was, and you know we were all just celebrating. So We go back to the States later on that month or that summer, and we immediately send a letter to then Bucks general manager John Hammond, who is now currently in Orlando for the Magic. And we pretty much said, you know, in so many words, Mr. Hammond, we're Greek. We met Giannis. We're huge fans. Help us out. And he sent us 4 free tickets and 4 post-game passes to a game in Charlotte to play the then Charlotte Bobcats, who are now, of course, the Charlotte Hornets. And we went. It was the day after Thanksgiving back in 2013. We went with my dad's side of the family. And we obviously had the post-game passes. We went right down there. Giannis at the time, of course, being a nobody, you know, respectfully, you know, he was a first-round draft pick, but no one really knew who he was. He comes out of the tunnel first, one of the first guys, not a lot of publicity. There's still a lot of Greeks in Charlotte, so there was a big, you know, section that had a lot of Greek flags and signs, of course, yelling at him. And he comes up to us. I can't remember the exact sequence, but in so many words, he was talking to my mom and still didn't really know a ton of English, and he's talking to her, and she says, Yanni, remember us? We met you in Greece. And he looked at her and he said, I don't really remember you. Looked at me and said, but I remember your son. I remember him, in his Greek voice. And he looks at me and said, how are you? And he shook my hand again. And I said, hi, Giannis, like he's my friend. Ever since then, you will not find a person that's more passionate, more of a fan, and will root for Giannis like I will. Now you fast forward 8 years. 8 years. The summer after he signed a big extension to stay in Milwaukee, erasing all of the rumors that he was going to go to Golden State, he was going to go to Dallas, he was going to go to the Lakers, all these BS rumors. He stayed in Milwaukee. And what did he do? He tapped back into that work ethic that he so just has imprinted in everything that he does. Going back to his upbringing, like I said, I'm pretty much an Antetokounmpo correspondent when it comes to his brother Thanasi, who currently is a Buck, who also earned a ring. Congratulations, Thanasis. Costa, who won a ring last year with the Lakers. And Alexandros, who they go by Alex. He goes by Alex, playing in Spain right now professionally as a teenager. Fantastic family. Their father, Charles, passed away, I believe, 4 or 5 years ago. Giannis, of course, you know, being a huge family man. I remember how hard he took it in the media. You know, very upset, obviously, understandably. And every time before a game, he does his, you know, his routine, and then he does his cross, or as the Greeks say, Stavron. He looked up, and he points to his dad. It almost brings tears to my eyes because, one, you know, anyone that has that kind of a tribute to a family member that's passed on is amazing. But the fact that, you know, we've literally met Giannis, we're big fans, we're huge fans, honestly, not even big, we're the biggest fans, and he's done this. He's won Milwaukee's first NBA title since 71, 50 years, and ironically enough, 50 points in Game 6 of these NBA Finals. Unbelievable. But like I was mentioning, his work ethic. It started when he was a kid. There have been plenty of pieces, and I refreshed my memory, and I watched the one that TNT produced called Finding Giannis, and they interviewed Alex Tsiratsis, Yorgos Panu, who was the guy that introduced Tsiratsis, his current agent, to him. They talked to, of course, Giannis, and they, you know, asked his perspective, things like that, and how he said, you know, we were selling, you know, knockoff CDs, knockoff jewelry, toys on the streets of Athens just to make it by. His brothers and him were working when he was, you know, a young teen. Unbelievable conditions, but they said their way out, when they'd come home, they'd say, we're going to go play basketball. And that was their thing. Giannis at 16 years old was 6'7", 6'6", playing, you know, with the U17 team. He was playing in the second division in Athens, where it was against guys that were YMCA level, so nothing too crazy, but when they saw the lanky kid that had to switch shoes with his brother mid-game because they couldn't afford more than one pair of shoes, think about that. Could not afford more than one pair of shoes. And now Giannis is working on his 3rd signature shoe as a Nike signature athlete, the first ever international signature athlete for Nike. It's unreal. It's unreal. But again, it goes back to his work ethic. And now, coming into the league back in 2013, around 190 pounds probably, 6'9", 6'10". Now he's a solid 6'11", close to 7 feet tall, 240. Looks literally, no pun intended, like a Greek god, like a statue. But his humility's never wavered, and that's what's amazing. There's so many guys that you see in pro sports. They have a great upbringing. They have a great story. The limelight gets to their head. Their head expands, and it's evident. Giannis literally could pass for just a regular citizen without hundreds of millions of dollars, endorsements, popularity, fame, whatever you want to call it. It's unbelievable. and I will say this now forever, forever and ever, this is the greatest rise to a championship in any sport. The fact that he started, and also something that was alluded to back in the NBA on TNT piece called Finding Giannis, so many guys had the Team USA camps, they had the AAU circuits, they had the Peach Jam, they had all these things where their high school, you know, stats and skills could be showcased. Giannis didn't have any of that. He was an unknown, 17, 18 years old, coming over from Greece, hoping to be drafted, had a lot of buzz, a lot of teams went and saw him. Jonathan Givony, ESPN draft analyst, made his way to Athens back in 2013 to see him, obviously generated the amount of buzz to get him drafted, to get him to the NBA, and now look at him. Now look at him. As humble as ever, I'll never forget one of the stories that I believe a fan told, or maybe just someone that was Greek, saying that at MSG, actually was a story maybe on live TV, I can't remember right now, my mind's going everywhere, that a fan approached him at Madison Square Garden asking him to sign the Greek flag. This is maybe 3-4 years into his career, and he said, no, I don't do that. I don't disrespect my country. Now think about this. Break it down. Slow it down. A guy that had probably just played 40, 45 minutes of an NBA game, exhausted beyond measures, having the mental awareness to say, you know what, I'm not going to disrespect my country by signing a flag, to hundreds of fans who were dying to just get any attention from him, shows his character. The fact that he literally was ecstatic for his brother Costa, who won a ring with the Lakers last year in the bubble, picking him up from the airport, didn't let it get to his head, unbelievable. The guy that was approached, probably by LeBron James and company, to star in Space Jam A New Legacy, and said no because he doesn't do that kind of thing. He even said, I don't train with other people. I train on my own. I don't want to have friends like that outside the court. That's his humility, because all he wants to do is get better. It's unreal. It's unreal. You know what's scary, too? You know what's really scary? Giannis is 26 years old. He doesn't turn 27 until December 6th. He's not even really in his peak yet, you think about it. He hasn't reached his peak. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable what this guy's done. Let's look at his resume right now. NBA champion now. NBA Finals MVP. Only so many people can boast that. Two-time MVP. Five-time All-Star. NBA All-Star Game MVP. Three-time All-NBA First Team. Two-time Second Team. Defensive Player of the Year in 2020. Three-time NBA All-Defensive First Team. All-Defensive Second Team. NBA's Most Improved Player in 2017. All-Rookie Second Team in 2014. Unbelievable. And he's just getting started. He's just getting started. He is. People can say all they want. He's 26 years old with his first ring. Yeah, 26 years old. 26 years old. Drafted 15th overall by the Milwaukee Bucks. I can't believe I said 13. I was thinking about 2013 in the NBA draft, the year it happened. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. His 50 points were tied for the most all-time in a closeout game of the finals per ESPN stats. Bob Pettit scored 50 back for the St. Louis Hawks in 1958. Think about that. Quick math. There you go. 63 years since that's happened. Unbelievable. And 16 of 17 from the free throw line, where he struggled mightily, mightily in pretty much the first four games. First three games for sure. Game four, he played a little bit better from the line. But what he did there, a stretch of six straight back to the fourth quarter, layups and free throws, a left-handed jam, a couple of and ones. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. This is really, of course, a Bucks NBA Finals just podcast episode, but I had to zone in on what is the greatest rise to a championship in sports history. It is. You can look back on this 50 years from now. I guarantee you, there is not one player that will have this kind of a rise from where he came from working on the streets, not even a Greek citizen until he was 18 years old, because they neglected him. His parents were immigrants from Nigeria. They neglected him and his brothers. They did. Not even a citizen until he was 18 years old. No country wanted him. It was sad. And then as soon as they saw that he was going to be a star, Greece said, oh, let's take him. And they did. Luckily, too, one thing many people may not know, being that Giannis is such a big family guy, he said back when he was drafted in 2013, his parents were applying for an American visa to go live with him in Milwaukee. It got denied one time. It got denied a second time. On a third time, the rule is you are not allowed to leave ever, ever in your life if your visa gets declined for a third time. He called
one of his contacts in Greece, Yorgos Panou, and he said, if my parents can't come, I'm coming home. Imagine that. Imagine if they would have said, no, Veronica, no, Charles Antetokounmpo, you cannot go to the States. Giannis would have left the NBA. He wouldn't be here where he is. He wouldn't be where he is today. God works in mysterious ways, and I could not be happier for Giannis, for his girlfriend Mariah, for his son Liam, for his soon-to-be second baby, for his brother Thanasi, Alex, Costa, for his father Charles in heaven, for all of his family, his oldest brother Francis, who currently lives in Nigeria, all of his family, all of his friends, the entire city of Milwaukee, the mean streets as they call them, everyone at the Deer District, Fiserv Forum, everyone there deserves this. I'll finish by saying, very touching moment in that, like I said, the NBA on TNT's documentary, Finding Giannis, was about 20 minutes. I watched it this morning just because I had to. Had a video of him with his parents inside the Bradley Center before it was imploded. Fiserv Forum was built, the house that Giannis built. And he was pointing up at the rafters, and he saw the jerseys of Kareem, then Lou Alcindor, Oscar Robertson back when they won the title back in 71. A direct quote from Giannis, maybe in 15, 20 years, maybe my name is up there next to Kareem, Oscar Robertson. I hope I'm there. More than 80,000 were in Milwaukee tonight, and not even a mile radius, watching that man bring the Milwaukee Bucks their first NBA championship in 50 years. Could not, cannot, frankly will not get better than that. I'm Donnie Sherrell, signing off here on episode 80, a bonus episode, if you will, saying the Milwaukee Bucks are your 2021 NBA champions. And your finals MVP is none other than the Greek Freak, currently the best player on this planet, Giannis Antetokounmpo. Peace out. Thanks for kicking it with Danny and Donnie.